The combined American and Iraqi military operation in Ramadi represents a fresh attempt to begin to take control of Iraq's largest Sunni Arab city. Insurgents control much of the city and have mounted persistent attacks on U.S. and Iraqi forces there. Law and order has broken down. Street battles are commonplace. NPR's Philip Reeves is embedded with the U.S. military in Ramadi. He spent last night with American forces as they went into action and sent this report.
Dusk is falling over Ramadi. Colonel Sean McFarland, commanding officer of the 1st Brigade, 1st Armored Division, is standing close to the city's edge in what looks like a builder's yard. Tonight, it's filling up with tanks, Humvees, and Bradley fighting vehicles. As they roll in, they churn up huge plumes of dust. This is a launching pad for another move in the U.S.'s long struggle against the insurgency in western Iraq. In front of the colonel stands a group of about 40 Iraqi soldiers.
The enemy talks about God, but we know that God is on your side. Tomorrow, we'll cross that bridge and we'll establish our base and we'll begin taking the city of Ramadi back from the terrorists and returning it to the good people that have been living in the shadow of fear for so long.
It's hard to tell from the wary-looking faces of these soldiers what they think of the operation on which they're about to embark. The colonel seeks to encourage them.
So let me just ask you this question. Are you ready?
No.
Are you afraid?
No.
Is the will the enemy be afraid when they see you? I think you're right.
In a few hours, the operation will begin. Several thousand soldiers are taking part. About a quarter of them are Iraqis, though this time, unusually, Iraqi tanks will be used, T-72s from the Saddam era. Colonel McFarland is undeterred by the lukewarm response to his rallying cry. He says he's confident these Iraqi forces are up to the job.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely confident. They are, they've impressed me at every opportunity they've had, and they are incredibly brave young men, and I'm happy to have them fighting alongside of me.
For days, rumors have been circulating among Iraqis that the U.S. was preparing for a major assault on Ramadi, a final showdown. Civilians were said to be leaving en masse. U.S. commanders say that isn't true. Only a couple of thousand of Ramadi's residents have fled, they say. And their plan is not to storm the city, but to embark on a series of moves to establish Iraqi security forces inside it, first the Iraqi army, and then eventually, in its place, the police. Tonight's operation is to set up two outposts for U.S. and Iraqi forces on Ramadi's southern edge. Lieutenant Colonel Vijay Tedesco is commander of 137 Armored Battalion. It's playing the leading role.
This area on the south side has been a largely unimpeded flow of insurgent personnel and weapons and the like because there's been no coalition forces with a permanent presence. As we see these two positions tonight, the town in particular, we will cut off the enemy's last direct route in and out of Ramadi that he's able to move supplies and personnel without running extremely high risk.
The boom of U.S. artillery ripples across the landscape as the operation gets underway. An Arabic-speaking translator for the U.S. military, who'll give his name only as Art, is watching. It's dark now, but you can see flashes and clouds of smoke as the shells land. The insurgency is stronger and more violent here than anywhere else in Iraq. Many U.S. soldiers have lost their lives in Ramadi and in the surrounding Anbar province. Art says he's been working around here for a year, and in that time he's been in 19 roadside bombings. He has an explanation as to why the insurgency is much more violent here.
I think Ramadi contained the most loyalist of the Ba'athist and Saddam himself. Almost most of his generals, army generals, were from this area. His fedayeen, Saddam, are from this area. And he was very generous to them by giving them a lot of land and money.
The operation continues through the night. By early morning, it's over. Colonel McFarland inspects one of his two new outposts, a half-wrecked house that used to belong to a local sheikh. This time, there have been no US or Iraqi fatalities, and only a few minor injuries, despite the several roadside bomb attacks that occurred during the operation. This time, the insurgents held back, but the colonel knows what he's dealing with.
Now that the sun's up, we expect the enemy to take exception to the presence of Iraqi and American soldiers in their midst, and they'll push back. I expect them to counterattack, and of course, that's what we're preparing for right now.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Ramadi.